Blog Talk Radio.
Time. Okay.
I think we have. Hold on, Aaron. Here we go. Everybody, please bow your head for our opening prayer. Lord God, thank you for bringing us into this glorious day. Let the rays of your grace, Lord, the grace of Jesus Christ, Lord, shine into our hearts so that we're always truly born of the Spirit and serve you as your children, Lord, as also when hard days come, Lord. Through your might and your revelation, pry us loose from all earthly things, Lord. Pry us loose from worries and from pleasures, Lord. We are your children, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we come before you, our Father in heaven, and you will accept us so that we may be a people who prepared the way for you, Lord. May all the words you speak be a blessing to us, Lord, and make us joyful in expectation for the day of Jesus Christ, Lord, which is beginning power and glory, Lord, and will bring power and glory, Lord, when all is fulfilled according to your merciful and perfect decree, Lord. Oh God, your children entreat you. Accept us, hear us. Set the light of flame in our hearts for the coming of your great day, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, without further ado, let's try to get some music here started here. Okay. Okay, we're going to play a song here by John Tibbs. It's called Won't Let Go. Here we go. by a 1,000-foot crutch called Untraveled Road. Here we go.
Seen it about one more.
Evans. It's called Something Beautiful. Here we go.
Spinning and monsoon and grinning this high octane. Just blows how I came. Rolling down the hills of life.
okay? Well, we're going to play another great song here. This is by Toby Mac and NF called Till the Day I Die. Here we go.
Swinging for the fences, it's like this heart is defenseless. A bit of passion that's pumping through my veins.
Paul writes, Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what will the Lord is. Do you ever feel like your days are evil? Do you ever feel like business of your life rules you? Well, society today loves busyness. We love to fill our plates to the brim and find purpose in which we are doing rather than why we're doing it. We will speak ill of our own lives as if we have no choice in the ways we spend our time. We talk about how church, work, family, and friends all pull us from us as the word no didn't exist. And the season of Christmas can be even worse. With finishing work up and be able to take time off and the stress of family, parties, expectation, Christmas time can be one of the busiest times of the year. Maybe God would have you set better boundaries this season, or maybe He would have you do everything you're doing. Only you and the Holy Spirit can know. But regardless of how busy you are, the key to walking in the joy and peace of God is sensitivity. Even in the most rushed times of life, God is there, beckoning you to let Him in to all you're doing and feeling that you might do life with Him. Even in difficult relationships and too much work, God has wisdom and truth for you that you might have a better perspective on life. Amen. Through the power of the Spirit, you can take ownership of your life. By God's grace, you can walk wisely and make every moment a chance to see God's kingdom come both in your life and the lives of others. Your ears have been opened to the voice of God by filling of the Spirit. Your nature as a believer is one filled and fed by one, amazed by the very presence of God. You have life within you. The glory of God manifests as the fruit of Jesus Christ's sacrifice. Amen? So take time today to hear the voice of God. Find God's heart that you might be sensitive to what He's saying and where He's leading. Even in the business of the day, may you find rest for your soul that transcends your circumstances as God fills your every moment with His loving kindness. So, one, meditate on availability and importance of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Once again, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 17, look carefully at how you walk, not unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Secondly, what truth about God have you known today? What perspective would you give you on life? Ask Him for wisdom and vision. Take some time to listen to God. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and will be given him. James chapter 1, verse 5. So rest in the presence of God. Discover His nearness that you might stay connected to Him throughout your day. Amen. Okay, but for me it's good to hear near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell all of your works. That's Psalm 73, verse 28. So God longs to be a refuge for you. He longs to be a shelter to which you can run when life overwhelms you from any of all fronts. He longs to speak peace over your heart when storms arise. He longs to wrap you up with wisdom and love, and you might walk with the path laid out before you by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Peace and joy are yours in the Spirit if you grab hold of Him today and trust Him with all you are. May you be sensitive to who God is and all He is doing, even in the midst of busyness. If you want to read some extended reading, I suggest you go to Ephesians chapter 2 and read that. Well, you know, if you're out there and you know you're confused and you don't know which way to go, which way is up and which way is down, okay, you're frustrated all the time. Maybe you're suffering depression or some sort of anxiety. Or maybe, you know, you've fallen into hard times, or you started to have an addiction as to alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality, okay, or gambling or overeating. You see, God can take that all away. But, you know, in order for him to do so, you've got to know him. If you don't know him and he doesn't know you, what's he going to do for you? So I ask you tonight, simply, okay, you know, to do the most important soul searching of your life and decide whether you need Jesus Christ in your life. And if you do, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I need a Savior. I put trust in this fact alone, that Jesus Christ died for me personally on the cross at Calvary. And I believe that with all my heart. And I'm asking you right now to come into my heart and save me. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Well, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored if you said this prayer tonight. Okay? I mean, it's important. It's important. It really is. Okay? Okay, you know, my job as a pastor is to try to help and save souls. And that's what I'm hoping and praying that I've done so tonight. Amen? Well, let's go back and we'll play some more music, and then we'll get into the prophetic word a little bit later. Okay? Well, let's go in with a song by Anthony Evans called Silence.
Thank you.
All right. What a beautiful song that was. Silence by Anthony Evans. Well, let's play another great song. This is by Sarah McIntosh. It's called We Should Run. Amen. Well, the next song I'm getting ready to play is by the Afters. It's called Breathe In and Breathe Out. Here we go.
Got him.
Okay. Well, let's play another great song here by Passion Pit called Carried Away. Here we go.
One, Mr. Taylor.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is
about his own glory, that he gives to us the most prized and priceless gift, namely himself. Jesus Christ, the God-man, comes to earth to establish his kingdom in the hearts of men, that they may enjoy for eternity the ultimate pleasure, the worship of the good and holy God. One day all the saints will dwell with our triune God in New Jerusalem, the capital city of heaven. And he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things will pass away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. Well, we're going to play another great song here by Andrew Peterson called Be Kind to Yourself. Here we go.
Thank you. Don't worry,
Amen. Well, that was a beautiful song. Okay, let's get into the prophetic message, okay, for today. This goes out to all those who need this message, and you know who you are. The Father says today, I am your preservation and your trust. Say in your soul, God, you are my God, for the gods of this world and the principalities and powers raised against you are being brought down to dust and ashes. You felt as though you were a stranger in a strange land, but know this. Even there, my goodness extends to you, and you will prosper in the midst of opposers and mockers who haven't taken you seriously because of your testimony to my name. This is the day that peace will not only be added to you, but will be multiplied in your situation beyond your expectation. You will see of the travail, as you will see of the travail of your soul, and be satisfied. And those who have made themselves your enemies will be turned back at the gate and sent far from your borders and your boundaries. So I am your portion, says God, and I will cause the lions to fall out to you in pleasant places. I will maintain your lot and see it to the highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled within your portion at the end of the day, regardless of the threats of the enemy. Amen. Well, I hope you know who you are that needed this word, okay? And it will manifest in your life. Amen. All right. Let's play some more music. Okay, you're going to play a song called Heart Like You by Love and the Outcome. Here we go.
Give me
going to play a song by the rock music called A Cruise of Fishing. And here we go.
I saw how the whip ripped his skin in two. Heard him cry in agony, they were screaming, crucify, crucify. I saw how they tortured him again and again. I heard as he yielded his power so they could crucify, crucify. Crucify, crucify.
Okay, and have a blessed night. Good night, folks.